107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Robert Cremo was not in the courtroom today to hear the judge give him life in prison for the deadly Chicago area Highland Park July 4th parade mass shooting from 2022. A Russian air attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, leaves at least 12 dead, at least 80 injured, says the head of Kyiv's military office, ABC News Chief Global Affairs anchor Martha Raddatz.
Lashing out on social media, Trump warning Zelensky can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country. The man with no cards to play should now finally get it done. Ukrainian officials saying they are ready to negotiate, not surrender. But the White House is demanding this deal be final.
Pope Francis's coffin will be at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering along Saturday's procession can see him more easily. Existing home sales went down for March, says the National Association of Realtors. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate in the 2023-24 school year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of nearly 30%. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for public feedback on a proposal to use a specific herbicide and pesticide under special permits. The proposal would include granting conditional approval for the special pesticide registrations of Lorax DF and Stinger HL to manage pest issues with carrots and strawberries when already federally registered options fail. The proposal would allow the use of the herbicide and pesticide through 2029. Public comments on the proposal will be accepted until April 29th. Washburn County wildlife experts are reminding residents to avoid using lead tackle during fishing season to help protect local animals that depend on the waterways. Experts say a wide range of animals could be affected by the use of lead tackle, ranging from the fish in the waterways themselves to eagles, swans, and turtles that feed on those fish. They're advising residents to clear out any lead lures and sinkers from their tackle boxes in favor of non-poisonous materials like tin, steel, and titanium. Hunters should also avoid using lead ammunition. A Comstock man has been sentenced to prison in connection to a police chase in Barron County. According to court documents, 41-year-old Zachary Sexton was charged with attempting to flee an officer in March. He entered into a deal pleading guilty to the charge, with previously filed charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia being dismissed. He also allegedly told officers he fled because he had a warrant out for his arrest on the drug charges at the time. Sexton was sentenced to 1 year in prison and 3 years of extended supervision. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team. And I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like an issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s. With scattered showers sparking up early this evening, steadier rain rolls in overnight. We'll be waking up tomorrow to some patchy fog, light rain, and breezy winds, which is going to keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Boy, there's so much going on in the world right now. This is pretty amazing stuff that we're going to get into in just a few minutes here. But first, Phil Itner is with us. He's live in Kyiv, Ukraine, where apparently they had a hell of a bombing last night. Phil, of course, is the host of the On the Edge podcast. You can also find his Blue Sky Itner Philip, Itternerphilip at Blue Sky. Phil, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Frankly, a little sleep deprived. From about 1 in the morning overnight until about 4, give or take, we were under almost constant air raid alert. And anti-aircraft fire going up into the skies. Of course, not everything, sadly, was deterred. Last I checked before coming to speak to you, and over 100 wounded from apparently some North Korean missiles. Sheltering in place. I know a lot of friends that actually did go into the shelters. A lot of people did because it was a pretty intense attack. I did not hear a Patriot missile system firing off. Of course, they have the Patriot battery here, at least one. But they may not be firing it, with the caveat that this is a very large city. And so just because I didn't hear it in my part of town doesn't mean that they weren't fired off in defense last night. But if that's the case, if they are rationing their the Patriot, which is the best anti-air defense system they have, then this is the ramifications of America withdrawing its support. So, it was a rough night. It's a rough day, digging bodies out of the rubble. Children were involved. At least two children were killed in the attacks overnight.
How many are confirmed dead now?
Last I checked, again, right before I came to speak to you, maybe 5 minutes before I came to speak to you, the body count was at 12 dead and over 100 wounded. And I'm sure some of those wounds are not slight. Yeah. This was an intense attack.
Yeah. Man, I'm so sorry. Donald Diaper Don this morning, Vladimir, please stop. You've got, Steve Witkoff is on his way to Moscow right now to kiss Putin's ass again. Putin mm-hmm. is apparently proposing that if Trump goes along with freezing everything where it is right now, not giving Ukraine any future security assurances and forbidding membership in NATO, that Putin will allow him to build a billion-dollar Trump Tower in Moscow.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. He does. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. He never seems to crack. I mean, Vlad, please stop. Is about the harshest language I've seen him, put against the guy who's killing people daily here, and who's a war criminal, and has been. Children away. So, please, Vlad, stop. That's the harshest you can do. Witkoff going to talk to Putin in deference to him, but it doesn't seem there's any real communication going on with Zelensky. There was supposed to be a major meeting this week in London, which, Marco Rubio was supposed to attend, and then he didn't. So the whole thing was kind of downgraded. Right. Last night's attack was particularly horrific, and the response around Europe has been really adamant. I mean, I saw Macron, French President Macron, saying, how can Zelensky negotiate with somebody who is every single night is sending munitions over here when there's supposed to be some sort of peace process going on? But apparently the man in the Oval Office is just going to give Vladimir Putin a slap on the wrist. Yeah. And also apparently still very much open to the idea of just letting Russia take the territories that it's stolen by force of arms, which only sets the situation for a further war, because they're right poised to take more land. They can lick their wounds, rearm, refit, and come back for a second try. Yep. Now, this is why the Ukrainians are so worried about losing Crimea.
Yeah, and that's clearly their intention. I mean, that's why they're insisting that we offer no security guarantee. It's just, when I think of Trump and Putin, the picture that comes to mind is, kind of an S&M skit. I mean, of Trump on a dog leash. And Putin with a whip or something. I mean, it's just it is wild. I mean, these guys, is anybody speculating about what control or hold Putin has over Trump?
Oh yeah, no, certainly. I mean, we've been talking about this for quite some time, and I know people. I have contacts in U.S. intelligence. I have contacts in other European, from my time spent in Afghanistan and Iraq, I got to know a lot of these guys. These guys who work either in intelligence or they work in, kind of public affairs sort of things. The mm-hmm. guys that would interact with the journalists on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have subsequently gone onward to work in, take your pick of whatever alphabet soup organization, whether it's, Department DHS, Department of Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, take your pick, DOD. There's a lot of concern about how compromised Trump is and where that line is. And obviously the Ukrainians are wondering that as well. So, he just doesn't see anything that's going to upset Vladimir Putin. And it does make one wonder why that is. Is it simply that he sees the world the same way? Does he have some sort of deference because he wants to be a dictator himself? Or indeed, does somebody have something compromising over him, whether it's financial, whether it's some sort of interpersonal thing? I mean, there's lots of reason you can get leverage over a guy.
Sure.
But the fact that a man in the Oval Office is regurgitating Moscow's talking points and seems to be willing to leave, the West, the collective West, in a compromised position so that Moscow can get away with this scot-free should be cause for concern for all of us.
Yeah, and then Rubio, whose parents are Cuban refugees. I mean, he's always been this kind of anti-communist, anti-Russia, free speech, democracy for all of us. He's completely changed his tune in order to keep his job as Secretary of State. It's really pathetic. Phil, I'm curious. Yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, it was reported that Russia's largest drone factory got blown up by the Ukrainians. Are the Ukrainians having some victories here?
Oh, left, right, and center. Their drone technique and their capacity, their tactics, their strategy. You're referring to the explosion of a drone manufacturer, also apparently an ammunition depot. You know, the two probably going together, and it almost looked like a mini nuke. It was this enormous mushroom cloud. War fighting capacity here domestically, that's only going to grow. The Germans are building four weapons factories in the west of the country. They're putting out millions of drones a year, and that's only going to get bigger and bigger. Ukraine is not, you know, it always drives me nuts when Trump says that Zelensky doesn't have any cards. Well, I beg to differ. I think the Ukrainian military on the European continent for sure, but you know, has some capacities that even the United States is coming to here or is being educated by Ukrainians in Poland. Actually, there's a center where they're training U.S. Military on how to use drones and fight modern warfare. Right. This is an extremely strong military and is not by any means losing this war. They are losing territory. They are not getting the support that they need from the West, and in particular America, although Europe is stepping up. But at the end of the day, you know, they are fighting off what was supposed to be, what, a three-day invasion, and we're now well over 3 years into this thing? Underestimate the Ukrainians, never.
Yeah, for sure. You said that the Germans are building several weapons factories in the west part of that country. Which country were you referring to, Ukraine or Germany?
Ukraine.
Wow.
No, Ukraine. Rheinmetall, Germany's primary weapons manufacturer, is building four facilities here. One is going to be putting out infantry, high-tech, modern, state-of-the-art infantry fighting vehicles. One is going to be doing artillery rounds. One is doing explosives. And I think the fourth is putting out a tank.
When do they come online?
There one will be at least one is coming online this year. I believe a second one might just eke out at the very end of 25. And then the other two, I believe, are going to be coming online in 26. And all the while, the Ukrainians themselves are building their own arms manufacturing industry. And it's going to be more their required defense capability in no short order. So, you know, we really should not see the Ukrainians as these poor, desperate, on their back foot kind of. These are strong people who are defending their country and are determined to continue to do so, even if they have to go it their own way. All that will mean is more Ukrainians will die, and they will not forget a betrayal the level of what Donald Trump seems to be putting together.
Is the rest of Europe, we just have 15 seconds, by the way, Phil, is the rest of Europe starting to arm up seriously? Are we seeing new factories being built and things?
100%. Not only that, not only are they increasing their industrial capability, but there's a lot of talk about increasing their own military capability. So that means more soldiers in training. Europe is waking up to the fact that if America is going to, duck out, that they're going to have to carry the weight, and Ukraine will be right there with them.
I get it. The great Phil Itner. Phil, thank you again so much for coming on every week and keeping us up to date.
Sorry, I'm a little tired.
No, Tom. I get it. Stay safe, my friend. Stay safe.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
God has an order, says the head of Donald Trump's Office of Faith. This is wild. Stick around.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for... every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. It's absorbed into your body more easily and mixes better than other brands. There's no clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing deals that are only available with our special link. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's get, G-E-T, Native Path, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get those 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other brands. Native Path Collagen, really amazing, bundle deals. That's getnativepath.com/Tom.
While the cowards fled, homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still lasts. Ukraine is not alone in this. Their cry for peace, the world must kiss. Democracy's not just a word. It's every voice that must be heard. From city square to bloodstained field, they hold the line. They will not yield. Their fight is ours. This truth is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace, with battle cries etched in every face. A farmer blocks a tank with pride, while soldiers fall, but not their stride. Not just east.
Amazing. Welcome back. Why Trump and his creepy minions want white women to make more babies. Elon Musk has tweeted, population collapse due to low birth rates is a much bigger risk to civilization than global warming. He's talking about white population collapse, by the way. You know, all around the world, black and brown people are still reproducing at higher than, maintenance rates. He says, and then J.D. Vance, I want more babies in the United States of America. Of course, he's talking about white babies. White people right now, it takes 2.1 children per child to keep population steady, fertility rate. And right now for white people, it's 1.56. So how do you deal with that? What do you do about that? Well, the easy solution so that you don't get hit by labor shortages and things is to allow immigration. But most immigrants are black or brown or Asian, and Trump doesn't want to have anything to do with that. So now they're talking about giving a $5,000 cash bonus to American mothers who deliver. They want to reserve 30% of scholarships for the Fulbright program to people who are married and have children. And now they want to educate women on their menstrual cycles. In other words, they want women to start using the rhythm method. Oh, won't that be great? Yeah, especially the white women. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, the head of Donald Trump's Office of Faith has a message she wants to share with you. I'll share that with you after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy day daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
International cheese sales are going to be increasingly important when consumers here at home stop buying as much. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. Domestic purchasing is what Katie Burgess is watching closely. Katie is a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. That's EVER.AG if you want to visit them online. She walks us through what she's noticing among U.S. consumers.
And it's been a little bit mixed that I think, given all the uncertainty in the markets, you know, consumers still feel a bit stressed, especially as, you know, watching inflation, other costs go up. And so domestic demand for products has only been so-so to kick off the year. But we are coming, you know, spring and summer is just around the corner. So we're coming into grilling season, ice cream season. So watching what that means for dairy consumption as the weather improves here. Also, I mean, we just had Easter this past weekend. Easter tends to be a better time for dairy consumption as well as people get together and enjoy a meal with family.
Katie Burgess along with us. Katie is the Dairy Market Advising Director with Everegg. As you heard, summertime can take some of that milk supply away when it's used toward ice cream, which is price supportive. Also, all of those burgers on the grill might need a slice of cheese on top, which is going to move product as well. I've got to look at your midday markets after the break.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Participating dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website where and show you where your local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
Grain and dairy markets have flip-flopped compared to this time yesterday. From Chicago, cash corn is up a nickel and a half at 477 and a half. December new crop corn up a half a penny at 455 a bushel. Cash beans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1046 a bushel. November new crop beans up a penny at 1028 and a half. And July new crop wheat is down a half a cent at 543 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk contract is down 10 cents at 1855 a hundredweight. The June contract down 15 cents at 1730. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s. With scattered showers sparking up early this evening, steadier rain rolls in overnight. We'll be waking up tomorrow to some patchy fog, light rain, and breezy winds, which is going to keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh,
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. If you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4 at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial and their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24-7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com now and use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TOM14.
Kids dodging bullets, no help from above. Presidents for sale in gold leaf rooms. Bribes whispered under foreign moons. But I never thought I'd see it here. Where freedom's fading into fear. A man in red, a heart so cold. Trading stars and stripes for gold. Will corruption be Trump's Achilles heel? Will the truth break through? How long till the people feel that we've been conned, we've been used, sold out for power and Fox News? Will corruption be the end that's real? And will it be his Achilles heel? He'll build a tower, he'll drop a ban if there's a payoff.
36 minutes past the hour, so, Paula White is a televangelist Trump hired to head up the White House Faith Office. She used to be a minister, and now her son is running her ministry. And she went on Real America's Voice Wednesday and basically laid out how she and obviously the Trump administration feel about the relative role of women in the, well, in society. Here's the clip.
Preaching, because God has an order. Now, God, in his grace, look, the head of my household is my husband, Jonathan Cain, period. And we have a loving, amazing relationship. But if there's ever a time that a decision has to be made and we don't agree on something, he's the head. It's not hard to submit. People.
It's not hard to submit to your husband, ladies. Oh, man. I just can't imagine. I mean, I'm married to a woman who is just one of the strongest people I know, and I'm grateful for that. I just can't imagine. I suppose this whole tradwife thing, and yes, I'll be submissive, sir, and I'll, you know, but it the end result of that is so much spousal abuse and just horror stories. We don't live in biblical times anymore. This is not the Bronze Age. Anyway. What's on your mind? Howard in Seattle. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. God, great to hear you.
Thank you.
So I love your music. It reminds me of John Lennon's working class hero music and Power to the People.
Well, thank you. Or thank you. Louise thanks you. She's
yeah.
the one who does it.
Anyway, so much for that. You know, I have a couple topics, but just the one that I guess. This is a skeptic alert, and I don't know that it's really true, but, you know, this is about the Pope dying. And I, with the trend of the world kind of moving towards the right, the way that it is, I had a thought, and I don't even know it's true. I wonder if he was taken out. And I just want to run this by you because of the fact that, you know, he was seen as a very positive, progressive guy, and he was even counter to Trump. And I would imagine that there were people in the papacy who did not agree with him at all, did not like what
he was
doing.
No, there's a very substantial right-wing movement within the College of Cardinals, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wondered if, you know, the fact that they looked at this as the opportunity to take him out.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't think so. He was 88 years old. He had just had double pneumonia. You know, I think it's possible that J.D. Vance drained him energetically. You know, wow. J.D. Vance is kind of a spiritual black hole. but I think it's more likely that he just died exactly the way that the Vatican said, that he had a stroke and it led to heart failure and he died.
Okay. I just was curious because that came up, because it'll be interesting to see who the cardinals elect. What, you know, if they elect somebody who's kind of like middle of the road or in the humanitarian way that this guy was, or more right wing. It'll be interesting to see.
It's going
to
be fascinating, yeah, and we'll know in a couple of weeks. And we've seen these real swings. I mean, Benedict was hard right, and then, you know, and then Francis came along as kind of hard left. And I mean, to the extent that you can be in the Vatican Church, they're still oppressing women, et cetera. But, yeah, I got it. Howard, thanks for the call. Tom in Lonedale, Missouri. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Lonedale, Missouri. Yeah, I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Well, with respect to Ukraine, per Phil Itner, there are a couple of places that you can make donations, not only for the health, the safety, and the medical care for people that are injured, but you can also make donations that contribute to their armory. And so I've been doing that for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I called about is Elon Musk turning tail and running after we the people took him on personally for what we saw him destroying, not only democracy, but everything that, you know, that you refer to as the commons, which it is.
Yeah, our government.
And right. And, you know, he wants to take out Social Security. He wants to take out VA or the Veterans Administration. He wants to take out all these things that we hold dear. Now, that what occurred to me is that was incredible because, you know, not too long before the election, he was considered, you know, to be Mr. Smarty Pants or whatever, which I never saw him as such. I thought, you know, he had money, he made investments, he made the right investments, but he never contributed a thing. And so I got to thinking, what is the basic problem? Why is it that the Republicans in Congress do not do what we the people want them to do? It's been, you know, time after time you see these.
So I would say the reason why is because they're dancing to the tune of dark money or big money. Do you have an alternative explanation?
Exactly. That's no, I do not have an alternative. I believe exactly that. Just like you mentioned, when he was inaugurated, he was surrounded by this group of billionaires.
The richest men in the world.
Exactly. So why not, as a tactic to save democracy, take them out one at a time, the same way we took out Elon Musk?
I'm assuming you're talking about through boycotts and demonstrations.
Well, you can call them boycotts. Boycott was a part of it. Demonstrations that, you know, spoke to other people about what this person really was, what he was really doing.
Well,
you know,
this is where Charles Koch had this figured out, or has this figured out, Tom. I mean, he and his late brother funded probably the majority of the institutional mechanisms that undergird and support the Republican Party. Multiple think tanks in every single state, ALEC, the Heritage Foundation. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. But they launched the Tea Party, but they never wanted the publicity. Charles Koch is not a pathetic man baby like Elon Musk is. He's not one of these people who just desperately needs validation and wants, you know, to be loved. He knows who he is. He knows what he wants. And so, you know, every movement to try to, because Koch Industries owns a bunch of popular brands. You know, I think Brawny is one of them.
I have them on my phone. And when we go to the grocery store, we purchased none of them.
Right, but you're
it's
the exception.
Very easy to find out what
yeah,
the...
you're the exception to the rule, though. Most people have no idea even who Charles Koch is. And not to pick on him. I mean, there's a bunch of other billionaires who have other companies, too, that, you know, people are buying things from, you know, the guy who runs Home Depot, for example. You know, all the time.
Exactly. And I do not shop there.
Yeah, or Amazon.
And I tell everybody.
But again, you're
not
the exception rather than the rule. The first time that we've really seen a pushback was Elon Musk, and why? Because he was so desperate for attention that he put himself out there. So I think, you know, I agree with your analysis, and I like the sentiment. I just suspect that it'll be a whole lot harder to take down, you know, metaphorically speaking, business-wise speaking, some of these other billionaires who are funding Trump than it was to at least, you know, kick Elon Musk in the shins. Tom, I got to run, but thanks for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Amery Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amery Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amery's south side, Amery Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Cinco de Mayo is near, and the celebration starts at Total Wine & More, your cocktail central. Whether you're shaking up fresh margaritas, sipping on a crisp cerveza, or savoring a smooth tequila, Total Wine is your fiesta celebration destination. So stop by your local Total Wine & More and make this Cinco de Mayo the best one yet. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yes, hi. I was just calling because Donald Trump sent out this this vile, deviant Easter post.
Oh, that was completely deranged. I mean, it was. Let's see how much hate I can put into one post on social media to celebrate Easter Sunday, right? It was just deranged, yeah, Joe.
He sent it out to the radical lunatic left, the deranged law enforcement and judges that don't counter immigration and let these immigrants in to destroy our country with the murderers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then he called Biden the worst president ever, didn't know what he was doing, and all the people that cheated him out of the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And it's really an evil post. And it just shows the lack of democratic cohesive leadership, because they should have been immediately front and center demanding that Republicans repudiate this post. And
I agree.
The question,
I agree. If Biden had done something like that, the Republicans would be screaming.
Yes, correct. And it's also much more concerning than that, because for those of us that analyze and look at what Trump and the Republicans do, this is clearly intended. It may be deranged, it's directed to demonize and dehumanize us Democrats and people fighting for our Constitution. And the only thing missing in that post was that these people should be killed. This is a way that Malcolm Nance talks about when they set up people that you're going to have a population be murdered by another part of the population,
yeah,
by just pointing out that the other side is an enemy, to life itself. And that's what this is intended to do.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. It's very destructive language. Yeah, I agree, Joe. I agree. And I agree with your analysis. Had Joe Biden at any point in his presidency posted anything even remotely close to what Trump posted on Easter, every Republican in the country, every news agency in the country would be going, what the hell? And we demand a response. And how can, and they would be asking every Democratic member of the House and Senate, do you still support this guy? It looks like he's gone off the edge. But when Trump does it, it's like, oh, it's Tuesday. So, or in this case, it was Sunday.
There's so much toxic rain coming down. It's hard to, respond to everything. But this is just a total missing in action.
Yeah, no, it's Steve Bannon's flood the zone with the S word stuff, as a flood the zone with crap. Yeah, absolutely. Joe, thank you for pointing that out. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yes, Tom. I wanted to raise another issue with you. On Monday, I raised the issue about the SecDef getting information from CENTCOM. That's now been reported in the press that certainly was a classified message. The other one I wanted to raise was on the deportation and the agreement or contracts we have with El Salvador. And I think that's the key. Congress needs to get a copy of that agreement or contract that we have with El Salvador. And since they're using appropriated funds, that should give us the rights that we have or don't have to get people back or basically what terms and conditions they have in that contract.
Yeah, completely agree, Mike.
And also, So I was hoping Congress would start asking for that. It seems for some reason they're not asking for that.
Well, it's because Republicans have become domesticated by Trump. They're all docile now. They just kind of, you know, curl up in the corner and hide their faces under their tails.
Yeah, but the Democrats aren't even asking for that information, and
oh, they are.
That should definitely. I mean, it's not very open in the press.
The press does not. Democrats are holding press conferences every day, and the press almost never covers them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really, you have to go to the source documentation.
It would be great to see that contract and see what the provisions of it are. Because I agree with you. This is money Congress appropriated, and I think it's being used wrong. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Marcia in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Marcia, what's up?
Hi. Good to talk to you. First time calling, and I'm crazy about your show.
Well, thank you, Marcia.
But I just wanted to tell you about the rally that I went to last Saturday in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Made my signs. Everything was good. I enjoyed the first few speakers. Then several Palestinian-leaning people got up, and I agree with what the first few said. I think Netanyahu's horrible. I don't want to send weapons there. I think he's a criminal. But then the last one came up and said, from the river to the sea.
No Jews.
Yeah. And then someone in the crowd yelled out, what about Hamas? And I don't know if they escorted him out, but I saw people going to him, and then he wasn't there, so maybe he just left.
You're talking about the person who talked back to the speaker?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know that they escorted him out. I looked, and he was gone.
He might have just gotten enough dirty looks that he decided it's time to turn tail and run.
Right, but I left, too.
Yeah.
I mean... And I got into a bit of an argument with a woman next to me. I said, that's a terrible thing to say. She said, what do you mean? I said, that river to the sea means get rid of the Jews.
Right, exactly.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I said, yeah, I read occasionally.
they're not ambiguous about it. You know, I mean, it's like from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean.
I want to protest, but I don't like what 5051 did in Chicago. I thought it was horrible.
Well, have you reached out to anybody from their leadership?
I don't know how to. I tried to look it up online.
I would start with their website, and were I there on that day, I would have probably made my way up to the stage and said I'd like to talk to somebody who has some responsibility for this particular speaker, because this is not going to help our movement.
That's what I think. Talk about dividing people.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree that Netanyahu is a disaster. I agree with the guys and people are suffering.
The guy's a criminal, yeah, absolutely, and a war criminal for that matter. I'm with you, but that doesn't mean that you say, okay, it's time to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Marcia, thank you for the call. If you figure out anything, if you do get in touch with those folks, give us a shout back and let us know how it works out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marcia. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, New York plays the anti-Trump card. I'll tell you all about that. It's fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Thom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The convicted mass shooter Robert Cremo, sentenced to life in prison for the 2022 Chicago area July 4th parade massacre. Seven people were killed, 50 others injured. President Trump on social media calling deadly Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital bad timing, telling the Russian leader, Vladimir, stop, 5,000 soldiers a week dying. Let's get a peace deal done.
We have a deadline, and after that we have a... We're going to have a very much different attitude.
That was the president at the White House, at which he also said that the U.S. and China are talking every day about tariff negotiations, China publicly denying that. A federal judge partially blocks the Trump administration from making federal funds to schools conditional on eliminating diversity and equality policies. Almost 180,000 first grow and go Sprint child seats being recalled because loose pieces in foam in the headrest could be a choking hazard, regulators say.